You are now listening to the Voice of San Diego Podcast Network. For more information, visit voiceofsandiego.org/podcasts.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the Kept Faith Podcast. I'm Nick McCann, and I'm joined by Travis Russell.
Hey, I'm very excited. I can say go Padres again.
That's right.
We're playing ball very soon. Yes.
I know. It's getting started. We're recording tonight without Dallas. We're like a divorced couple who's trading you back and forth, Travis, it seems like.
It's rough on me. Luckily, I didn't have to go through that as a kid, but now I understand.
Yeah, our parents
can empathize.
We should make that joke because both of our parents are still together.
Yes. And, place we are allowed.
But yeah, my wisdom teeth are out, and I'm back, baby.
I mean, you sound amazing.
Yeah,
it's
I sound better.
Tune-up maybe for your
I feel like I sound
mouth.
Better.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a thanks for all your thoughts and prayers. I made it through. I think I actually did better than I. I think I got it off. I got off easier than a lot of people what they go through. But yeah, Percocet's awesome.
Yeah, and you didn't like. Isn't the fear the dry socket?
Yeah, I don't think I've gotten that yet.
The dreadful dry socket.
Yeah. Talk to me after this episode. Just kidding. Tonight we're joined by a new Kept Faith contributor, former blog podcast guest. Past podcast guest.
Who knows?
Four timer. I think goes to Ray Kroc.
I think it's 4-9.
Goes to Ray Kroc.
Hey, guys.
Hey. Okay.
Thanks for being here.
Hey.
It's time.
Really fun to find parking. It was great.
Yeah, we're recording at the University Heights studio, and there is no parking in this neighborhood.
There is not.
So, yeah, but I'm glad everybody made it. We're in camp now. Has started.
Yes.
Pitchers and catchers have reported, and we still don't know where Hosmer is.
We don't, and do we know where Will Myers is?
We don't know where Will. Yeah, okay. So Will, Will
so
has.
Like, who's our priority here? A guy we don't have yet, or the guy we have who's gone?
We're gonna play a game called Story or Non-Story. So some people have been saying, and I was talking to Ghost before we started about how that there's different levels of when you can report or when you publicly report. So Will Myers has not reported yet, even though certain position players have reported.
Correct.
Some people think that that's a story because he might be trying to communicate something to the team by basically reporting on time.
That's your theory.
That's my theory.
I was jokingly saying that on Twitter that it was because he's holding out for Hosmer.
Yeah.
He's waiting until Hosmer signs, and then he's going to come in.
Well, I understand where he's coming from because we're all waiting for Hosmer to sign somewhere.
what would be the point of that? Why would he...
It's a joke.
Oh,
He's not actually. He doesn't have to actually be in camp until, I think, Monday.
Yeah.
And I'm excited to play ball. I'm the leader of this team. I'm going to be there.
Okay, here's the thing.
The first opportunity I'm
allowed to
be.
That leader of the team thing, I don't think he's going for that.
Yeah.
I think we've already established.
If you get paid that kind of money, that's...
Well, that was 2000. That was 2017.
That was 2017, man. It's 2018 now, man.
Yeah.
A lot can change in a year.
Yeah, wow.
Where's Matt Kemp?
Now all of a sudden I want Hosmer.
Matt Kemp's a Dodger. Matt Kemp's a Dodger.
He's back.
Yeah.
Welcome to 2014.
Oh my goodness.
But yeah, no. I mean, Myers. So there's different times when people can come in, right? So they all have to be there on Monday.
Pitchers and catchers have had to report on the 14th.
Wednesday. It was a great Wednesday.
The 14th. So, right. And position players had to report. I think it's Monday. You have to be there.
And there's certain position players that have already come in.
Correct.
And the team is celebrating that on their various platforms.
Right. As if.
Insinuating that these guys are here early because they care.
Right. I mean.
Will is showing up on time. story or non-story we need to drop.
Well, I'm going through Twitter right now, and everyone's saying that he's the only one yet to
He's the
report.
Only position player that has not reported.
So that's something.
Good for him, by the way.
Hey, he just his queso dip still? He's still.
Hey, he has bad taste in Mexican food, but we're not. None of us are perfect. You know, but like, if they're spending an entire offseason trying to replace the position that he's been trying to master for the last 2 years.
Right. That's my thing.
Maybe
is like,
you
okay,
show up when your union collectively bargained to have position right. players show up.
apparently he's in the best shape of his life, quote unquote.
Yeah.
Which, you know, everybody is at this point. Matt Kemp is probably in the best shape of his life.
I'm in the best shape of my life.
Yeah.
It's not a story until Monday. If he doesn't show up on Monday, then it becomes like, okay, what's going on here?
See, he's not going to do that because then he starts losing money.
Right.
But I get why he wouldn't want to be all gung ho. Hey, let's all act like this is 2017 again.
I thought that he was totally fine with Hosmer coming here. Like, he was wherever you want me to go, I'll go.
I think we confused Travis with the whole Hosmer thing.
What?
Well, I think it has nothing to do with Hosmer.
No, I'm saying it does. That the thing Hosmer hanging over would have him to just show up.
Now,
later.
See I don't think that's.
So he just is the only one not showing up just because he can.
I think that's all it is. I think it's a case of okay, well, I'll be there on Monday.
I think that's fine. I'm not even saying that he is necessarily pissed. I'm saying that some people are making it a story that might be a reason.
Yeah, and there are people doing that, which...
Okay.
Whatever.
But wait. So, going back to this, because you said that he was... the Padres were trying to replace his position all season. They were just going after Hosmer.
Right.
They weren't looking for another first baseman. It was just, if Hosmer's available, we want him.
If we get... Hosmer, would you be willing to move to left field?
He said all the right things.
Right.
Yeah. So if anyone thinks, I guess, that Myers is upset about this, I think they're crazy. That's what we're all saying. Right?
I think that's
crazy.
Okay.
I think it's just a weird coincidence for all this stuff.
Yeah. Basically, the Padres have a contract on the table that would change the trajectory of the franchise moving forward for the next decade.
Yeah.
And it's hanging over everything, and it's driving everybody insane. And we've been talking about it for 4 months.
And it's driving us insane.
And I don't know why.
I can look in everyone's eyes around here and see the crazy.
When Eric Hosmer first came into our lives 4 months ago, when it first started being talked about.
It's really been that long.
Yeah.
Wow. You figure November.
It's been.
So.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, Ohtani was like 3 months ago or 2 months ago.
It's
unbelievable.
This has been the craziest. Okay. But like Hosmer, when I first heard about him, I hadn't really thought about Eric Hosmer since the World Series that he was in probably. And I assumed he was like 31 years old. Yeah. They were going to give him like a 3-year, $36-40 million maybe, and you know, I figured that'd be like such a Padre contract, like fine, that's not gonna bother me that much. But they're talking about 7 years.
He wants 8.
I know, which is great. I don't want 8 years of anybody. I don't want 8 years of anybody. I don't know. But the thing is, like, people. This will affect every decision they make moving forward. If it happens.
Yeah.
And I don't know what anybody's supposed to think. Like,
yeah, I just want it to be over. It doesn't make any sense to me with Myers already at first, even if he's willing to move. It just doesn't seem like a move that you need to make for an average, slightly above average player. I don't understand. So I just want it to be over with so we can move on.
Right. Exactly.
I want to know who the players are going to be in 2018 and start focusing on those. But
we have, you know, all of them.
They might
add one more.
Yeah.
You know.
And $20 million a year or whatever.
$20 million a year for the next 7 years.
And could affect every financial decision they make.
Oh, it's not a case of could, it will.
I know.
Ugh. Because this is the Padres, unfortunately, and that's just what happens.
Yeah. Yeah, so I mean, so everybody's there except for Myers, that we've established that. Yeah. But
and Jose Torres, who...
What do you think? Do you like following the early spring training coverage? I mean, it's just, we're talking about BP. We're talking about...
Talking about practice.
BP matchup. Matchups. My favorite one is matchups in BP.
Talking about practice.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I just like the sound of the ball hitting the glove.
Yeah.
That popping sound is back.
Right. That's the only thing that really gets me excited. It's like, oh, good. I actually get baseball.
Yeah. Because we're not getting any like daily evaluations from any of, you know, the coaches or trainers on how the guys are doing. Like, they don't really report on that very much. It's kind of just the general, yeah, we feel good. We're in the best shape we've ever been in kind of talk, you know?
Right.
So it's just really excitement that baseball is
here.
And those Andy
Green interviews and press conferences and stuff that they keep posting every day.
Yeah.
It's the same thing every single It's the same thing.
Well, one
wait. I think there might be breaking news.
Nope.
I think it just broke.
What?
Padres got their man. Eric Hosmer is their new first baseman.
Shut up, really.
Kevin AC 10 minutes ago.
Okay. And now everybody's going to...
Now I'm choking.
Are you serious? Whoa, we got to post this now. Oh, my God.
And there's the first...
There's...
And as soon as I open my Twitter, the first one that I've ever seen is John De Niro putting the... Big fat guy with a thumbs down.
It's
Jeff.
This is an amazing podcast moment.
Yeah.
How many minutes ago?
I wasn't sure it was real. We were just talking about I want to be over and it's done.
I was about to bring up the hot Chase Headley quote that Dennis Lynn got.
You heard it here first, people.
You heard it here first, possibly Monday. Yeah, it's Saturday night.
We'll get this up tonight.
We're getting
this
up tonight.
Maybe before I leave.
Look, all the other podcasts get together after the emergency happens.
This is an emergency podcast.
Wow.
It literally dropped when we started recording. That is bizarre.
So how many years?
That's the deal, is that all we see is a deal.
Oh, my God.
There's no details of what the deal is.
No details yet. Okay. Well, the other podcasts can get together and talk about. we're gonna capture this moment.
All of us on our phones.
Trav.
Is this good radio? Good podcast right now? Good audio? I'm just going to keep talking so that people know that we haven't gone away.
Oh, man. Okay. So this is.
Out of breath, right?
Oh, wait. Did you guys feel that? The paradigm has shifted. Yeah. Posting this on Instagram.
Now what are we going to talk about?
So wait.
Well, here's the deal. Right now on Twitter, Kevin Acey's post has about 100 more retweets than likes.
This is great.
Does that kind of tell you that?
What's that? What's
everyone
that?
Knows
what's
the
ratio
news,
on that?
Yeah. That's like a 75%. Yeah.
So is Myers going to show up on Monday, guys? Wow, this is mind-blowing, actually. I don't know what to say. I feel like we should pause.
It's been, you were saying, 5 months of anticipation.
I need my second hand so I can type stuff.
Yeah, we got a tweet.
Wow.
Okay,
this is just funny.
Can we
pause? Don't cut this off.
Okay.
I mean, I'll just remember the time. If we need to cut it, we can.
Can somebody get on a phone and just read the tweets? I don't even know.
There's not a hashtag.
That's what that turns into. Yeah, he's a Padre, guys.
Jay Posner, so this is happening. John Gennaro, the Padres are going for it. They're ready to compete with a
I haven't been
of the rotation.
I didn't want to jinx it, so I haven't followed Hosmer yet, but now might as well follow him. We'll see what he says soon.
He's gonna have to change his number too. He can't be 35.
He can't.
Okay. So, wow. So we think, we don't have a money figure yet.
No, there's no details on the deal that I can find. I'll keep my eye on.
No, I know. I mean, that might be a few days, right? It might be.
Well, wouldn't the Padres announce immediately?
No, it's probably going to be.
They won't announce until tomorrow, you think?
Well, if they give him for 12 hours. Okay, so they had on the table 140 by 7 years. And then Dennis Lynn, after that, he said it wasn't that high.
It was what, $100 million plus.
Do you think the Darvish deal could have brought that down even more? I mean, Darvish, 126 for six. I don't know. This is fascinating. We don't know the details.
We don't necessarily know what exactly they offered originally. So, they could have offered him $120 million over 4 years, 6 years with a $20 million option. When maybe they just gave him the full thing with no option year, or maybe they offered an eighth year an option.
Wow.
Or whatever. Who knows? I don't know what they did.
This is amazing. I mean,
I honestly assumed he was
driving up the price for the Royals, and he was going to end his career in the Royals, and this was just going to be a whole offseason of us talking about him. And now it's real.
Actually, I'm going to tell people what your DM to me about coming in here.
Sure.
Was going to be okay. So he gave me a list of things.
Rundown.
Hosmer with a question mark. Pitchers and catchers, and then one other thing that we're going to do. We're going to do, probably.
We'll do that, I think.
We'll do it in a second. And so I said, Hosmer should be real quick. What do you think? Forget that guy. Next question. And you said, yeah, unless they sign him tomorrow, I guess.
Well, guess what?
Little do we know.
Turn that question mark to a exclamation. Yeah, I don't, man.
I guess Myers is just was waiting to see what glove to bring.
It would have been really
kind of like bringing his outfielders.
That's what was it?
Yeah,
okay, he's the longer glove, not the not the scooper.
I don't know what to say.
We're not prepared for this. We're recording a podcast.
I know we are recording. We're not going to stop recording a podcast because. This is amazing. I don't think we ever had this big of news break while we hit record.
This is just funny. I'm sorry.
I mean, I was prepared to be upset. Yeah, I don't know. How does there? This is stupid, right? Like, we all realize this is stupid.
It might not be. I mean, maybe there. This is the change in spending we've all been wanting.
I always wanted this. I always wanted them to go deep on a player, and I always figured I would like him, but I don't. I just see Ryan Kleska.
It's a very meh. It's like,
when he's 33 and he's 28.
He's 28 now.
He's going to be 33 and, like, we're going to hate the sight of him.
He's going to be looking at the press box. Like the GM box, like, glaring up at it because he can't hit a home run.
All right, remember, so like the last year we had to look at Brian Giles and just like,
you think this is gonna? I don't see it that bad.
I see the end of this being like Klesko, Giles,
Nevin,
Carlos, Quinton.
Oh,
I mean
Kemp.
Yeah, I mean,
I think we got a three really good years out of him.
If it's like a,
he could be hitting his perfect stride right in our 2020 vision.
I mean, we're going to the playoffs, right?
Well, here, what I was about to say is potential lineups have now started being tweeted. So what do you think about
hit me.
Margot, right?
Yeah.
Asuaje, Myers, Hosmer, Renfro, Headley. Oh, that hurts. Galvis and Hedges.
Could you use Hosmer to protect Myers?
That's what that would be. So Myers hits third.
These are all questions we need answers to this spring.
There's no Myers protecting Hosmer.
Well, let's figure it out when he shows up.
But I think Myers, Hosmer, and Renfro, if Renfro can not be a little brat this year and work hard, I think that's a pretty fun thing to have in the middle of your
It'll
lineup.
It'll be fun.
Playing around with that.
we shouldn't take any of our frustrations out on Hosmer. No. It's not about Hosmer. It's about
not necessarily spending the money wisely.
Yeah, for me, and I think most of us feel this way, it's about if he has a bad first half of this season, he's hitting 230 or something, and like Ron gets on the radio and he's pissed about his toys.
I'm all for that.
Just get on the radio.
Every time Ron Fowler gets on the radio, somebody is doing a bad job, or like once that's James Shield game,
you like it?
Oh, I love that.
I mean, I love it on a certain level. I love it.
It's just the whole the chaos of it all. It's just so delicious.
You could say it's very Ray Kroc-ish, right? Like, didn't he kind of do that?
He did it more of a thing of like, okay, you know what?
I'm going to get on the PA system.
you guys paid to see this. I'm sitting here. I paid, X number of dollars to see this. And guess what? It sucks. This sucks.
Yeah.
This is stupid. I've never seen such stupid ball playing in my life.
Yeah.
That's the exact quote.
Fowler quoted in one of his interviews, I think, about Shields, that he said, I felt like Ray Kroc wanted to grab the microphone and say that.
Right. And I think I wrote something at the time. Like a fake press release. Like, man, in fact, I did, because I remember looking back at it.
I don't like that he gets, I like that he does it because it's funny, but like.
That's the only part of it I like.
There's something about the rest
of it is a case of, oh, shut up. Just shut up.
This is the biggest commitment. If it is what we think it is, that it is the biggest commitment a Padres ownership has made for a player, right? I mean, I guess
other than like the Matt Kemp,
I guess, but they were never committed to that much all
time.
It wasn't all the money though.
The combination of time and money.
Yeah,
for sure is definitely,
and the fact that it's their contract that they're drawing.
Right, it's not a case of somebody else signed Hosmer for whatever, and he's
before that it was Shields, and Ron took that personally. I think there's something I understand it. I'm not trying to criticize him necessarily. Like, the more money you commit, the more time you commit, the more emotionally involved you're going to be. So, I mean, this is serious. If it doesn't work out,
well, the rumor has it that the deal will have an opt out after 5 years. So looking like an 8-year deal with an opt out after five.
Is it front loaded? Do we know?
I don't know that.
I'll keep. We'll let
I will say one thing. The sentiment on Twitter right now, there's a lot of excitement from Padres fans, understandably. But I'm surprised at how sad Royals fans are. They really look like they're going to miss him. So that's something to think
about.
They
got a ring.
You follow Royals fans?
I'm just searching for Hosmer right now.
Oh, okay.
So I just get all the news about him. And most of it is Royals fans bummed, which is, here's the deal.
You're doing a lot more research than I ever would.
It's now reality. So here's the deal. If it is a reality, we think it is, we got to have open arms. We got to have open hearts for at least a couple years.
I understand anybody wanting to live in San Diego over Kansas City. I understand that totally. But I mean, you're looking at, they're in a similar situation that we are in. They're rebuilding. He could have ended up being like the next George Brett for them, or just that kind of finished his career.
That doesn't happen anymore.
I know, but
when it does happen, it
becomes this other thing that
it's a unicorn at this point. Yeah, when somebody does that, the next person that might do that is Joe Mauer with the Twins.
That's true.
And
I guess Felix.
Even then, it's a case of
King Felix. You don't think?
It's still a little early for me to. Whereas Joe Mauer's kind of,
yeah, he'll stay a Twin.
The last couple of years, it's been a case of just kind of retire anytime soon here. So I think he's going to be a Twin for the next couple of years and then retire. And that's going to be
Okay.
That's the last person I can think of that's going to be guaranteed to be one team for 10 years.
Well,
or whatever.
What else can we? What else? We don't know the details of this deal.
No, I'm still searching. I'm trying to.
I don't think you're going to find.
It's so early.
We know
still.
It's a big commitment. We know it's a big. I could. I just see so many scenarios where this goes horrible.
I can already see it. Right.
I could just see it.
8 years, $200 million. Turns out Boris was right.
Yeah. Right.
Collusion.
Hey, from what I'm seeing here on Twitter right now, live as this is happening.
I mean, it is happening.
Hedges is going to have some competition for the ladies' hearts. There's a lot of young ladies here on Twitter that are heartbroken right now.
He doesn't have to worry about me, but
Nick, you never know, this could come up and hit you in the side of the head.
I don't mess with first baseman. Been burned a long time. Never since Klesko, Adrian. Anyways. Okay, well, we'll probably be talking about this for the next month. I don't know what else. We're going to be talking about this for the next 8 years.
Yeah, probably.
I'm 37. Or whatever. I'm 37. I'm going to be talking about this until I'm 45.
I'll be close to 50 by the time this
cool.
is. Yeah, so.
So now we got our...
I'm 115.
And
50. Wow.
Preller really did it. Just kidding. He's a rock star GM. I don't know.
And what if they do the double announcement now? Like, we signed
we're
Hosmer and we're changing to Brown all in one press conference.
That ain't happening.
Yeah.
It's not happening. They haven't even done their research yet that they said they had done 5 years ago.
Well, now that this podcast took a turn, I don't think we've ever done it. But, a lot's happened. Let's switch gears. We'll talk more about Hubbard the next few days.
Right.
Probably next week we'll have more information. But so a lot's happened in media that covers the Padres. This week, I guess it was this week or the end of last week?
It was this week.
Yeah. Dennis Lynn, who came on our podcast, was real nice to come on. And he was the beat writer for the UT. He took a job at the Athletic. SD or he's with the MLB.
Athletic, they opened opened a San Diego bureau. I guess is the best way to describe it.
Yeah, and for those of you who don't know that the Athletic is a pay site that does sports coverage. It's a lot of beat writers all over the country. All different sports have come together. Yeah,
halfway decent beat writers.
Too. Oh yeah, no, they're putting out a lot of cool stuff. I mean, they've got a lot of great people. They're just it's a murderer's row, basically. But
right.
So Dennis Lynn is going to stay basically covering the Padres, but he's going to do it for the Athletic, and that opened up a space for the UT to give to Kevin Acey, the former beat writer of the San Diego Chargers, who after the Chargers left, he kind of became a columnist who would write about the Chargers.
Actually, it was before they left.
Yeah.
And it was a couple of years before they left because...
Oh, was he technically a columnist?
He was a columnist for a couple... It didn't seem like it.
It seemed like him and Gelkin were doing... It's a two-person job.
But he was a columnist for at least 2 years before.
Right. So, well, now he's doing... He's the lead beat writer for the UT.
Right.
He's breaking stories, and he's a skilled beat writer, I would say. I think he has a gift for it, personally. I thought he did a really good job with the Chargers, but...
I can't speak to that.
I know. But like he seems to it seems to piss off a lot of people. People don't like his personality. I mean, to me he's always come off as like a funny dick, but I think he's a very smart guy and he works really hard, and I do think he might be more aggressive than Dennis was and try to get under their skin more.
I did notice and other people have noticed it this week is the things he's done this week with the Padres, a lot of it seems to be more columnish.
Yeah.
I mean, he's done breaking stories or whatever, and he's, you know, he broke the thing about Hosmer but a lot, he's also been doing really weird, it's like...
Kind of hybrid column.
Like hybrid things, which is like, what the heck is going on here? Where it's... You know, it was the kind of stuff that we kind of hoped Dennis Lynn would do.
Yeah, but that
but
I don't
he never
know.
Did.
That's just not Dennis's personality.
Right, that's what it is. It's a case of, but apparently he's going to probably do that kind of stuff
for the athletic.
With the athletic.
Yeah, no, it seems like Dennis is going to like do more interesting stuff for the athletic. And hopefully Kevin can do more interesting stuff for the UT. That's my hope. And that we actually get more information that we weren't getting the last few years. Not that Dennis did. I thought Dennis did a pretty good job. I felt informed. I don't know if like,
I mean, it
like
it,
him and AJ
it did,
would just,
it did sound, sometimes it did seem like he was basically just a mouthpiece for the Potter. They would release something, he would write about it.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. And then they would release something and he would write about it. Look, maybe that's the case of that's how they operated.
I think Kevin Acey, I mean, he's a prickly guy, you know, he has a strong personality and I think he's rubbed a lot of people the wrong way maybe, but I think he could uncover some, I think he could just do some stuff that might be valuable, and I think we should give him a chance. Nobody's going to ever respect him as a baseball person though. I think that's going to take years, but
Yeah, I can see that. I can see people you know saying, "Well, you're just a football. You love your Spanoses." And
but the question is, like, how many people were even with Dennis Lynn still had the job and whatever? Like, how many people are going to Dennis and like AJ Casavell for information other than the closest access that the team wants to put out? Like you just said, like,
right, that was all.
If you want really good writing, like, you probably go to the blog.
Basically, I like Dennis too, but it seemed to be a case of AJ would publish a story, and then Dennis would publish a story, and basically it'd be the same story, just worded differently.
Yeah.
So they, it's like whoever published it first gets the credit for me.
I know.
Right. Yeah. Totally.
I mean, they do have different styles, I guess.
Right. But
they could have published some of those for each other, and I don't think anybody would have noticed.
Yeah, like I said, a lot of that stuff, it could have been just the case of the Padres. That's the only information they were getting from the Padres.
Yeah.
AJ Kesfell, it's a different job.
It is. And I think
he's technically the beat writer for MLB.com, but MLB and the Padres are part of MLB. So,
yeah.
He only really writes stuff that
they want out there.
They want out there.
It's almost like glorified PR.
Right.
Yeah, but he also just does broader baseball stuff, which I think he can do. I don't know.
And
I just think Kevin, I think going back to Kevin, I think Kevin could actually put some unique, he could put a unique twist on it and we could learn stuff and it'll be
interesting to see if it turns out he's going to be some kind of a hybrid thing, like you just said, where he's going to, you know, he's going to report the facts and everyone, you know, intersperse there, you know, an article or a column basically in between about something else.
Yeah. And how does that change? Maybe that's more valuable. Like if you have an opinion writer, a guy who can do an opinion piece and a straight coverage piece, does that, throughout time, if he becomes this thorn in their side, does that affect the UT's relationship with the Padres? I don't know. I mean, that's a pretty strong bond they have had for, it's still the paper of record.
Right, I mean, they hired the last beat writer.
So,
well, I think he'd have to get pretty crazy before.
He'd
strain a relationship. They'd figure out a way to calm him down.
Yeah, it'd have to be something like he broke a story about signing Hosmer. That turned out to not be true.
Yeah, I know. This,
right.
This, this is going to.
Totally.
You
could have just witnessed what right there.
What is there anything new?
I was trying to log on to MLB.com just to see if that had broke there. But
no, if it's not, if I don't have a message on my phone.
All right.
From the At-Bat app. Oh, wait.
God, I'm not even looking at it yet.
Padres. Yep.
At-Bat. At-Bat did it.
Source, Padres Hosmer agreed to 8-year deal.
8 years. 8 years.
MLB.com. That's from the At-Bat app. So
that'll be two more Winter Olympics.
Wow.
And this is apparently John Morosi is the source.
My daughter will be a teenager.
Yeah.
So somebody told John Morosi of MLB.com that Hosmer has signed the deal.
And they're not throwing that out there to retract for right. sure.
My son will be a 10-year-old.
So, and 8-year deal. So,
my son will be a 10-year-old
aged child.
My 10-year-old son will have his own podcast. It'll be bigger than ours. He'll be like, Hosmer's better than Tony Gwynn, Dad.
Yeah, right.
He'll have 5,000 followers.
Yeah. Dad, why would you ever like Hedges, man? Hosmer's where it's at, Dad.
Dad, Hosmer's better than Tony Gwynn. If you don't agree, I'm cutting off your allowance because I'm a YouTube star.
I'm making a this million is my, a month,
and
Dad.
I paid off your house.
Oh,
all right.
We're coming unhinged here.
Well, should we call it? I don't.
Nick, I know you're not excited, but you're like giddy as a schoolgirl.
I don't know what to say. I literally don't know what to say.
I mean, the fact that we.
I'm not mad.
Here's, I think, the biggest takeaway for me is we're all apprehensive because we've seen how the Padres, when they've ever spent anywhere close to this, which they've never actually really done,
no.
cut off the spigots after that signing.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So we have yet to see, and I think that we've gone this far. I'm going to give it a few more years to see. Well, maybe they'll do another big signing in next year or the year after
This is the money.
I'm still there.
This is the money they couldn't pay Adrian, essentially.
Right.
That's a different ownership group and all that stuff.
I know. But we went through it. We've never gone over 100.
This is going to be the next Jake Peavy. It's the best way to describe this.
But Jake never got this. They never committed to Jake.
They did, but then they traded him.
Oh, that's right. What was his?
They signed him with that $50 million extension.
Right.
And then traded him before it kicked in. They traded him to the White Sox.
That's right. Okay. But that's still not as, that's not, this is a tier higher than that because
it's the closest thing we've ever had.
Wow.
Right. That's the, I just.
I know. I just. I'm
I mean, so when he gets
just the visual.
So when he gets off. So when he gets off the plane, does like Partello just hand him a surfboard or something?
Probably.
Have we gotten the Mexican food quote yet? Where does he stand?
Yeah, that's
what
I started following him. He hasn't said anything on Twitter yet specifically.
We need.
He could ruin Will Myers with a tweet.
We need to figure out where he stands on Mexican food.
Oh my God. I hate his freaking haircut so bad. I'm going to have to confront his haircut before I can confront the money.
It's just one of those things. It's like, wow, we actually did something. Yeah. We didn't do the right thing.
It's like marrying somebody because you got them pregnant.
Right.
No,
I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
I'm not as upset as I thought I would be when I heard they were going after him. I'm trying to rationalize why that is.
I think I probably would have been more upset and more profoundly upset if they didn't sign him because of the 4 months we had just gone through.
Yeah,
if
that's
nothing
what
had
I'm
happened,
like.
I would have felt manipulated. That they just wanted to keep this in the news cycle so we would be engaged all offseason. But no, they did it. They were not kidding.
Yeah.
They were not kidding.
I'm keeping the faith, no pun intended.
We kept it, I guess.
For a 2020 signing, too, where like we have finally changed our ways and we can get out of this mode of thinking.
I'm glad you didn't say 2019 signing.
No, I'm not expecting that.
Don't even go there.
Next year's when all of our. Young kids will really be playing. That's
also when all the good free agents are coming out.
I know. We created a destination, man. We got Hosmer. Hey, Machado, come on over. Or does he have to be traded? No, he's
he's going to be a free agent.
Oh yeah, well,
we know what kind of like.
But he wants
just
to play
money.
He wants to play shortstop though. So
oh yeah,
apparently from what I
we're looking for a third baseman.
And he wants
if he's willing to be a third baseman, we'll take
it. Machado wants 17 years, which is
I would probably give him.
I would give it to him.
Right, whatever you want. Whatever you want.
I'd give them my son for Jennifer Machado. But, all right, guys. Well, Ghost, thanks for coming on to this historic
so
event.
I can't wait to hear this. Listen back to this. This is just going to be hilarious.
This is
going to
be a. This is going to be like in the time capsule, I think, which of the Hall of Champions that doesn't exist anymore.
They should just play this over and over again in the hallway.
I know.
Right above the. Hall of Champions,
well,
wow! Break Ball Hall of Fame thing.
We're gonna come back next week and like come down.
I mean,
we're gonna read some stuff.
Once the actual details come out, and you're gonna go,
process.
See how it's put out on SportsCenter. You know,
don't you like? Isn't it true that every 8 years your body regenerates all of its cells?
I don't know, but
I heard that's a thing.
That sounds like a.
So we'll be completely like, new people by the time he's gone?
We'll be different people. I feel like a different person than when we started this podcast.
I do too.
Which is where you want to be with every time we hit record. So we'll be back next week. You can have faith in that.
Nice.
The Padres are
Ball Busters!
At the fence, it is going in.
High, right center field, way back there, near, going, it's gone.
Great play, off balance, throw to first. They got him, a sensational play by Allen Wiggins.
2-0. High fly ball, well hit right field, look out. Maldonado at the wall, Terry Kennedy, home run.
Drive to deep right field. If it's fair, the Padres will have the lead. It is a fair ball.
Going back is Reynolds.
The show you just heard was part of the Voice of San Diego Podcast Network. To hear other great shows like the Voice of San Diego Podcast, I Made It in San Diego, a show all about the people behind the region's businesses, the award-winning Culture Cast, The Kept Faith, a San Diego sports show, and more, please visit voiceofsandiego.org/podcasts. If you'd like to sponsor any of the podcasts, please email Aaron at voiceofsandiego.org. That's ERIN@VOSD.org.